Brokerage house Merrill Lynch is eliminating another 9,000 jobs. Big Wall Street firms are struggling with a weaker economy, the big slowdown in initial public offerings, and an industry-wide downturn in the brokerage business. In the past year alone, Merrill Lynch, which is the nation's largest brokerage, has eliminated more than 15,000 positions. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
For Merrill Lynch, there are plenty of reasons to say good riddance to 2001. The terror attacks, another negative year for the stock market, and a big drop-off in the firm's mergers and acquisitions business. Stephen Reitmeister with Zacks.com, an investor research firm, says Merrill grew too quickly during the bull market, and that didn't help when the economy turned down.
They got caught up in a lot of the growth of the late 90s, and they built themselves up to such heights, and now there's not the business to sustain it. And so now they have to restructure to take a look at what's, you know, the actual business flow at this time.
In making the layoff announcements, Merrill Lynch Chairman David Kamansky said the company will be taking a big charge against its fourth quarter earnings to pay for the downsizing, more than $2 billion. He said more than half of that amount has been allocated to pay employee severance. $500 million is going to cover the cost of closing offices, and the rest will be used to write down technology assets and cover other expenses. Craig Wooker, an analyst with Morningstar, says by taking such steps, Merrill hopes to better position itself for when the economy does begin to improve.
They're really trying to target so that they are focusing on what have been less productive areas for them, particularly, say, their international businesses. And by making the cuts now, it does seem as if they'll be able to generate some cost savings, perhaps better pull out of the current downturn that they're experiencing.
Analysts say they wouldn't be surprised to see other brokerage firms also pare back as they, too, try and adjust to the weaker economy. Some of the problems affecting brokerage firms were apparent even before the downturn. Online trading has made stock trading cheaper, and Merrill Lynch and other investment firms have been forced to cut costs to compete. Stephen Reitmeister of Zacks.com says he expects to see other job cuts, though not as large as those at Merrill Lynch.
They're unfortunately a pretty good bellwether, and we've seen pain at some of the other firms, but certainly not to the extent of this $2.2 billion restructuring charge. But I think it does say for, you know, many of the other large firms that we may see a trickle-down effect. But here again, did they build themselves up as much as Merrill did at the time? Because here again, this is a matter of Merrill built themselves up too large for what was needed.
Merrill Lynch actually began offering the employee buyouts last October as part of an effort to trim its worldwide workforce. The latest job cuts represent about 14% of the firm's total employees. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.